Welcome to A Voice for Creators. I'm your host, Daniel Norton. Today I want to talk a little bit about getting rich, if you will, as an artist. But before that, I have a review. I haven't read a review in a while. There's been some coming in, so I will try to read them now. I guess I just haven't been checking. So thanks everyone who is leaving reviews for the podcast. And let's read this one. This is from Quetal11 from Apple Podcasts. Intelligent, sensitive to nuance, fascinating, and truly welcoming. 5 stars. I just found this podcast. It is superb, unlike anything else I have come across. The topics are so nuanced and full of carefully considered thought and raise such questions for us to ask ourselves and discuss with each other. Understated and humorous presentation style, no histrionics and a sense of honesty. Openness and sincere welcome that I have not experienced anywhere else. So wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I really love this platform because I just get to talk about art and being an artist and being a creator and being a person and just what's going on in life. And it's a little different than everything else that I do. It's probably one of my favorite things to do. You know, I love doing the YouTube videos, and many people have found me that way because it's great to teach people photography. I love to show people how they can create the images that they have in their head, basically, and that they want to put out there. I love to show them that technique, but to talk about the depth of it is so fun. It's like hanging out with photographer friends and chatting over coffee. So thanks everyone for listening. I'll throw that up front, and thanks for the review. All right, so let's get to it. So I was, you know, I saw once again, somebody posted that classic joke, right? How do you make $1 million as a photographer? Well, you start off with $2 million. And it made me, you know, of course you giggle when you hear that, and for any business, you know, you hear it for every business, right? How do you make it in any business, right? But the reality is that it's very difficult to be an artist. It's very difficult to be able to make a living, as they say, to make money doing it. But I think that when we focus on that aspect of being an artist, it becomes very difficult to be happy, I guess, for lack of a better word. And I think richness is happiness, right? You've probably heard that. It's attributed to John Lennon, but I don't know if it's true, where a teacher asked him when he was a child, what do you want to be when you grow up? And he said, happy. And then it goes on, the teacher says, no, you don't understand the question. And then John said, no, you don't understand life, or something to that effect. I don't know if that's true. If it was John Lennon, you just hear it. Well, two little things you hear around that I'm talking about. Anyways, but they kind of interact, right? Because what is important? We see people talk all the time, and maybe this is just the culture here in America, you know, where it's like you want to like make money, make money, make money, because eventually we'll have all this money, then we'll be happy and we can do what we want. But I've always taken the stance that I just want to do what I love to do. You know, obviously I like things. I like having new cameras. I like having computers. I like having stuff. I like to go on vacation. But in the end, if my life is a life of a creator, I'm basically always good to go. I don't need to go and do something else to bring joy to my life, because what I do every day brings that joy. And that's important to me. It's not important to everybody. And not everybody has this passion, and that's also fine. And it might not be in the arts. You might have a passion for accounting, and that's amazing. You know, and it's funny, I was thinking the other day, because I was having this conversation, that I met a friend of mine, and they are a salesman. And to that point in my life, and I was probably 40 when I met this person, it always had been in my head that people that do sales jobs do not like them. Because I think of the retail sales job that a lot of people get when they're a teenager and they don't love it, and they're working at this job and they're just doing it because they have to, and it's not something they love to do. I had never thought of it being somebody's passion. And then I met this friend of mine, and they love to sell. And I don't mean this in the way that they are tricking people and getting the most money out of it, although they were quite successful, but they actually felt like what they were doing was helping people. They were knowledgeable in the thing that they were selling, and when somebody came to them, they needed help to get the thing, and this person would help them. And they had the type of sales approach that I love anyways when I deal with salespeople, where they weren't trying to push anything on you. They were explaining the various options. They were enthusiastic about the stuff that they liked. They were honest, as far as I could tell they were being honest. And in the end, you want to get something from this. I often talk about when I bought my car a few years back, I went there with the intention to buy a car because that's just how I do it. I don't like to go buy cars because I've had issues with salesmen. But I went there, I had my car to trade. I knew which car I wanted. I'd done my research and I went in there and I met the guy and we were talking, we were having coffee. And then I drove the car. I liked it. I said, okay, I'll take it. And they weren't ready to sell it to me. They were like, well, you know, usually this is a big purchase. Why don't you think about it a bit more? We don't want you to move into something. And it was just very interesting to me. And guess what? I always get my cars from that person from now. Just to tell you, I did actually get it that day because I was like, I really need the car. So I did get it. But in the end, I always deal with them now. And I know if I want to look at something, I can go down there, even if I'm not ready to buy something, and say, I'm not going to buy a car today, but I want to see the new models or whatever. And they will show it to me with enthusiasm, with no pressure at all. And this has somehow become a podcast about sales. But my point being is that you can love, and maybe this person, I'm not friends with them. They're just somebody who I interact with. So I don't know if they love what they do, but they seem to like it. But my other friend, that's a salesman, they love it. They love being a salesman. And I love being a photographer and I love making this podcast. And that makes me rich. It makes me feel good every day when I get up. I don't dread what I'm doing. I don't suffer through a job all week long so that I can have money so that I can go on a vacation on the weekend and, you know, blow off the steam that I had. I don't wake up Monday morning and go, oh man, it's Monday. I mean, I wake up just about every morning and say, oh man, no, I'm just kidding. But, you know, I don't, because this is the life that I have built for myself. And I hope that we as adults, you know, it can reach that stage. But I also hope that the next generation can see it. And I think I see a lot of hope. Because when I was younger and wanted to be a photographer, people didn't think that being a photographer was a job. You know, they really didn't. They thought, oh, you know, people understood there was wedding photographers and stuff like that, but they didn't think, oh, right, there is people photographing stuff in magazines. It was just beyond what they understood because it wasn't a common thing. These days, though, we see so many younger people doing businesses, doing interactive, you know, starting Etsy shops or being creators or starting YouTube channels or Twitch streams and stuff like that. And that's amazing because it allows people that are creative to be able to put themselves out there and show this is a valuable thing that I can put out there and I can actually, you know, make a living. And making a living is more important than making money to me because making a living is doing what you love for your life. So I would love to know what you think about this. I think this is a really interesting topic, and it's one of those ones I fall into a lot with friends that are in the creative industry. And yeah, it's really the core. So let me know. You can find a link in the show notes to a way to call into the show if you want to leave a voice message. You can also send me an email. That's also in the show notes. You'll find a link to my Discord down there as well if you want to join up in the Discord, join the conversation, and a link to my Patreon if you want to support the podcast. I'll talk to you soon.